It was 1964 when Robert Cool Bell, together with his brother Ronald, formed a group named the Jazziacs. They began playing in clubs in New York City under a series of different band names. In 1968, they named the group Cool and the Gang, Songwriters Hall of Fame, and for musicianship, well, no one does it better, selling over 70 million album songs like Too Hot, Ladies Night, Cherish, Jungle Boogie, and this one.
It's like I never leave home without it. There ain't no doubt about it. But I'm sure it's news you already know. Baby, where did you get your sexy?
But on the phone line, I do know that Robert Cool Bell is here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. It's a reason to celebrate. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am honored to speak with you. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
And I understand you have a new LP out. The inspiration for this funk LP might be a first of its kind in the history of music. Tell me the inspiration for it.
Well, you know, I lost my brother about a year ago. And, you know, he was the writer, one of the key writers for Celebration. And then when President Biden was nominated, they played Celebration at the nomination. Of course, when he won, they played it all over the world. So, but in his speech, he spoke about the pursuit of happiness and perfect union. And that's when my brother said, well, that'd be a great song to write about. And that's when he came out with Pursuit of Happiness, and the album is called Perfect Union.
Yeah, and that album, as they say, I believe, has dropped. Tell me about Pursuit of Happiness. I listened to the lyrics. In fact, can we listen now to a little of that? Maybe it'll work. We'll see. Hopefully it will. Now, this is a song, definitely, you're trying to convey a message here, sir.
Yes, absolutely. That's what my brother had in mind with the song, Pursuit of Happiness.
So he wrote the song?
Yeah, well, he and another gentleman by the name of Walt Anderson and Belewa, another gentleman out of Atlanta, the three of those guys wrote the song. But my brother was the key writer, though.
And when you listen to all of the songs, and I'm no music critic, but I will tell you this is as good, in my view, as anything you did back in the day, or better. There's a message to a lot of the songs here. One of the songs, know when your head is down, there's no choice but to look up. I mean, you're saying something there.
Yeah, that's another one that, my brother wrote, some other songs that's on the album, like the song Royalty, my brother wrote with my son, Hakeem, and he's a dedication to his mother because I lost my wife about 3 years ago, but he was talking about Royalty and a respect for women and, of course, and remembrance of his mother. And we have other tracks on there as well, yeah.
Well, in addition to that, I have some other questions to ask you as well. New Jersey, where you are from, here's what I want to know. Can I call you Robert?
That's fine.
Okay, so Robert, or Mr. Cool, I'm not sure which. New Jersey!
Well, most people call me Cool, so okay. You can stick with Cool.
I will say Mr. Cool. It's cool with reverence. So why is it that, let's see, Whitney Houston, I'm doing this off the top of my head, Ricky Nelson, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Dionne Warwick, who will be on this show next week, Frank Sinatra, Sarah Vaughan, Queen Latifah, Frankie Valli, Akon, Count Basie. I mean, why is it? It's not a big state, but yet it must be a musical state.
Yeah. We definitely have a lot of entertainers and actors. I mean, Frank Sinatra, as well as a lot of the others from Jersey. I guess Jersey is the place to be.
I guess so. You know what? Someone who has been around, and the message, for example, that I talked about, know when your head is down, there is no choice but to look up. I would imagine a performer such as yourself, I mean, the music business is not an easy business. You just dropped an LP that has got to be as good as anything you've done before, clearly. But you would not be surviving in this industry if you didn't follow that advice. Know when your head is down, and then there's no choice but to look up, keep going forward, I think is what you're trying to say. Is that how you live?
Yeah, well, we have had that in our career. I mean, we've been in the business for over 50 years. And there have been times when we were up, and there were times when we were down, you know, constantly trying to stay in this industry, you know. So, yeah, that's important, yeah.
Well, you know what? Some people, though, to do that, they change their music completely and lose their voice, lose who they are, lose maybe their credibility along with that. You adjust. I mean, the songs in this LP sound like 2021 in many ways, but this is the funk music you've always made in most ways. And it just, I mean, it sounds good, but it sounded good then. It sounds good today. So how do you kind of adjust but yet maintain who you are?
Well, it's happy that you said that, your critique on the album. We just try to continue to kind of keep our identity and our sound, leave it on the dance floor. Those horns are definitely cool in the game. Good times. And, you know, from this whole Perfect Union album, of what we've done, you know, pretty much through our whole career.
Yeah, it sounds it. Now, if a performer has been around with as many number one songs as Kool and the Gang has had, that performer's been covered by other artists. You have two. Particularly the song Celebration probably has been covered 7,800,000 times. Not that anyone's counting. But few performers I know have been covered and covered more than once by this group called The Muppets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did Jungle Boogie and Celebration.
And like no one else. Well, Mr. Cool, I want to talk to you when we come back from a break here about your nonprofit and what you're doing for children. If you can, we will do that right here. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How can you not know this song?
This is your celebration. Celebrate good times, come on.
This is the man behind the song, or at least one of them. Mr. Cool, Robert Cool Bell is here on WGN. It must be a feel-good thing for you that there is not a wedding, not a celebration of any kind ever, 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 ever anymore where they don't play that song. And as you mentioned, when public officials win a race, that's the song they play, and the President of the United States included. That must be a good feeling.
That's a great feeling. Like I said, you know, my brother being the key writer of that song, and we're dedicating this album, Perfect Union, to him. And, you know, they even play Celebration, I don't know if you know this or not, in the space station.
No.
When they got up that morning, the astronauts got up, they were playing Celebration.
That's got to make you feel so wonderful, and that a song will hold up. I mean, I began to say it, so I've got to finish and forgive me, but a song will hold up long after you're gone.
Yeah, I mean, 1980 when Celebration came out.
All right, so tell me about the Cool Kids Foundation, and this is cool.
The Cool Kids Foundation, my wife came up with that idea about 5 years ago. I lost my wife, I lost my brother, we lost DT. But her whole thing was bringing music back into the school. And she came up with this idea called the Cool Kids Foundation. And we have been doing golf outings and benefits to raise money for these kids in school. Because when we came up, you know, music was in the schools. And so we were able to go to a class, a music class, and make a choice of whether or not we wanted to play the violin or, you know, cello or something, a French horn. You don't have that anymore. So that's what I'm doing now, along with my two sons, Hakeem and Muhammad. We're pushing her foundation, and hopefully we'll get some things going next year in 2022.
Well, and this foundation does a whole lot. It serves communities, different communities all over the country, hopefully inspiring students to strive and maintain good grades, as well as understanding it's cool to stay in school. What can music do for, and let me rephrase that, what does music do for young people?
Well, I mean, we did a tour several years ago when my wife came up with the idea. And it was called It's Cool to Stay in School. And we did meet and greets in the various cities. It was sponsored by Cherry Coke. And when we were in Oklahoma City, these guys came up to us and said, listen, you know, we're doing good in school, we're doing good grades, and et cetera, et cetera. But we want to sing something for you. And which they did. And I said, wow, they sound great. And I told my cousin. Anyway, long story short, we sent them to New York. 6 months later, that group was called Color Me Bad.
Is there?
They had the hit, I Want to Sex You Up. And
oh, that was that group?
Yep. Yeah, that came from the school project.
Huh. And would there be any truth that, or is it just theory, that if you are playing or making music, practicing all the time, which you have to do to be good or get better, or it can be playing basketball. If you're doing something constructive, sort of speak, then you're not doing something destructive.
Right. I agree.
And that really does, in your experience, kind of work out that way?
Oh yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm playing instruments in school and starting the first group. We have many names, Jazzy Axe, Soul Town Band, Cool in the Flames, and then Cool in the Gang. By the way, we had to change Flames because of James Brown and the famous Flame.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't want to have any problem with the Godfather, so we said,
No. Okay. That would be bad. So are you going to hit the road again, performing?
Well, you know, this COVID thing has been pretty tough on everybody. A lot of our shows will push back to next year. As things hold together, we'll be back out there. We have done some shows. I mean, we played at the Hollywood Bowl on 4th of July weekend in L.A. With the Hollywood Philharmonic Orchestra. So we have done, you know, some shows, but we're really looking to get out there next year to support the album. And get out there again.
All right. Well, Mr. Cool, it's been very cool to speak with you. Robert Cool Bell, by the way, again, it's coolkidsfoundation.org, cool with a K. Of course, Cool Kids Foundation. Mr. Cool, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and I thank you for all of the great music that does one thing. It puts a smile on our face, and that's not bad.
Well, you're in Chicago, right?
I am.
Yeah. We want to thank our fans in Chicago who have supported us for so many years. Matter of fact, my tour manager just called me before you called, and they're showing the Light Festival parade that we did in Chicago.
Very good. Well, you just did thank them. Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you.